Listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this, that this is going to be Ollie. Okay, every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in 5 drool-worthy flavors, even for the pickiest eaters. Made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human-grade ingredients. Ollie Pet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing, healthier food means a happier pup. Shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. You just gotta listen, all right? Just open your ears, open your eyes. You will give your dog this Ollie Pet, and all of a sudden you will see them communicating to you, I really like this, I want you to keep getting it, okay? All you're gonna do is take a 30-second quiz, and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want that you want them to have. There actually is like prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you, okay? You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems, all right? So get your welcome kit for any first-timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks worth of meals, free storage containers for mess-free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers 3 meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between full fresh topper or a meal mixed or a mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to Ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, OLLIE.com/GJ, and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thank you so much for joining us for today's episode. But before we get started, we want to thank our sponsors, which you'll hear more about in the episode. But we're going to start off with HelloFresh.
Need to focus on resolutions? Now you can spend more time on what's important, because with HelloFresh, you get delicious recipes delivered to your doorstep. Get 60% off plus free shipping with code JUICE60.
Juice60.
At HelloFresh.com/Juice60.
Juice60. Welcome to the Gin and Juice podcast. My name is Melissa.
And I am Mayo.
And we comprise the Gin and Juice podcast, a podcast where we talk about a little bit of everything and all the time, nothing at all. We're real life sisters, so a lot of times we're just talking. We're really just catching up. Actually, Kenny has her, what you call it, today or tomorrow?
Today, girl.
Oh, you haven't done it yet, obviously.
No.
You going to tell the people about it?
We can tell them.
Okay, great. So we often start with, and by often, I mean every episode, we start with a segment that we like to call Long Story Short, where we basically just be catching y'all up on what happened throughout the week.
Yes.
So what happened this week for you?
Oh, actually, it was a chill week, but like today is crazy. Okay. First, I look like this because I had my passport appointment this morning.
The one she talked to y'all about last week.
The one that I talked to y'all about, because I'm going to get a passport even though I don't need it for my children. So we went to, the appointment was at 9:30.
Okay.
Okay. And actually, let me just look up really quick.
How far?
The definition of appointment.
Because most places don't understand it. I think you should start with that. I definitely
appointment is defined by Oxford as an arrangement to meet someone at a particular time and place.
Come on.
My appointment was at 9:30.
At this particular time, at this particular place.
I got there at 9:15.
Come on, you're prompt?
Listen, I had both of my children and my husband dressed. I had pre-packed all of the documents last night.
Come on.
Everything is ready to... We got up
this
morning.
We love a prepared soul.
And we got in the car and drove the 55 minutes that it took, because LA at that time, people are going to jobs that they have that I don't. So they are on the expressway. We get there early, okay? And the line is wrapped. And I was like, you know, I have an appointment.
Clearly, that's for the non-appointment havers.
Obviously, I can get
Excuse
in.
Excuse me, you peasants.
They were like,
you non-appointment having people.
Yeah, go to the end there, because it's a federal building. So we have to scan everything that you own in your possession. And when you have children with stroll, everybody has to get scanned. So now we're waiting in line. Okay. And
wait. They don't have an appointment line and a non-appointment line.
No. And this is just to get inside the building. This is just to get inside the federal. I'm not even at the passport place yet.
Oh, no.
I am in line to enter into a building.
Oh, no.
So we wait in that line. We finally get through. They check us. We didn't have none of the things. And then we go to the passport part.
Mm.
And then there's a line to say that you're here for your appointment. And then from that line, they give you a slip of paper, and then you wait for your number to be called. Okay. So I'm like, we said 9:30.
Girl.
And then when you book it, it's like, it's only going to take 15 minutes. So I'm thinking in and out.
In and out.
Girl.
How long were you there?
We got there at 9:30 and we left at 12 o'clock. But wait, let me tell you how it gets better.
Oh.
We're waiting. I go into the little line, and the lady, when I'm here for my appointment line. I'm not even like waiting for the appointment. I'm here to tell her I actually came, even though we pre-agreed. So she calls me up, a black lady, really sweet, and everything was great. Give her all my paperwork. Everything's all together. And she's preparing to give me my ticket number. And the machine is not working. So she's like, I don't know why it's taking so long for your number to come out. And I'm like, me either. I just want my number. So I'm sitting there. And then the guy next to her, he's like, oh, my machine's not working either. So they call the boss over there. The manager comes. They're looking at all the things. So he's like, you're just going to have to write the number down. So she starts A249, A250, A251. So she gives me A249. I look at the thing. They're on A211. And I was like, oh, we're going to be a while.
Okay.
So we go sit down. We're waiting. It feels like forever. Micaiah's screaming. McKinley didn't bring her iPad. It's such a mess. Greg is tired. I'm tired. It's so stupid. Do you know? They finally get to 240s and I'm like, okay, hype. We're almost there, guys. Let's go. So they 243. And I'm like, once they hit 247, 248, like, girl, you can start. Get your belongings. Yeah. We're about to be called. So they get to 248 and I'm like, okay, we're next. And literally I stand up and I'm like being loud at this point. I'm like, 249. McKinley, we're playing a little game. Which window is going to call 249? These at 251. And I was like,
why would you skip?
Why
would you skip?
And I said, it's because she wrote my number on a paper. The machine doesn't know. So she gets to 251. Then they said 252. So I was like, hold on. Excuse me. So I go up to the counter who called 253. By this time, they're on 253. I go up to his counter before 253 can go. And I was like, hey, listen, I know you have 253. I just want to say I was 249. And I think y'all machine skipped my number.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay, I'm going to tell somebody, but the people who have the number I called are behind you. And I was like, no, wait. I need a manager. And he was like, can you go to the side?
No, I cannot.
So now I'm like, okay, I'm about to pop the trunk in the federal building. Y'all are about to have to kick me out. I need a passport that I don't even need. I'm here. I've been here for 3 hours. So then there was a man who was just sitting. I don't know why he didn't have nobody at his counter. He just was sitting there. And I was like, hey, excuse me, sir. my number was skipped.
Yes.
And I have been here for 3 hours. I want to go home. And he was like, oh, okay, I can help you. So he ended up helping me.
Oh,
he was like,
God.
Whoever else, numbers that they wrote, I hope they eventually get up and tell us because we're not going to know.
No, otherwise.
Because the machine just skipped those numbers. Child, I was so annoyed. So anyway, we finally did it. And they're like, you got to come back tomorrow between 1 and 3 o'clock to pick up the passport.
Oh, my God.
I was like, I'm doing this and I don't even have to. I don't even have to do this. Why am I putting
this? This is too much.
I'm so annoyed.
This is as much as you did. You could have literally went to the one that me, Kevin, the boys went
yes.
to without an appointment. We stood in line for about 2 hours
Girl.
And then just got it in the mail.
But see, appointments don't even mean what
no,
are, they're like, we don't take appointments. No walk-ins. This is literally a walk-in. I came in at 9:30. I wasn't seen till 11:50. This is called a walk-in,
honey. No, absolutely.
Honey.
That's a walk-in.
So stupid. So anyway, we did that and then rushed here because I'm like, I'm late for the podcast. We have to get here. Let me tell you about my Monday. We're going to leave here at 3 o'clock. McKinley, we're trying to get her to, she wants to be in ads. She wants to be in commercials. She says, when she watches YouTube videos, she's usually like, she's literally like, Mom, what if one time on the YouTube, the ad was me? Like,
you better claim it.
What if?
McKinley is literally going to be that person on her like untold, unsung
Absolutely.
Story where she's like, I always knew.
Always knew.
I
from
always
the
knew.
Beginning.
Yeah.
So she's wants to do this. So we did a little program. We got the headshots. We got the resume. We signed up for the things. And so we emailed different agencies. We had an appointment on Friday with an agency who said they were interested. And so we met with him. He was really great. We're going to follow up with him. But we have a meeting at 3 o'clock today to they wanted like her to send the pre-recorded scene. She has to do a commercial live on the call.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I'm kind of hyped because I'm like, you guys are going to love her. She's really good. So we're going to meet with them today and hopefully...
It's in person or Zoom?
It's a Zoom.
Okay.
But I'm like, hopefully they actually low-key do want to sign her because...
No, McKinley's so great.
So she woke up like, oh my gosh, Mom, today's the day. She's been excited. All the car ride there while we're at the passport place all morning, she's been practicing the commercial she has to do live. She memorized it. I was nervous that she wasn't going to be able to memorize it. Has it down. Completely down. She's like so excited. So we're gonna do that today at 3:00. And then I made a dinner reservation
for what?
For my friend Jessica, her birthday.
Oh, birthday. That's right.
So me and Greg are like, why
did y'all
today
do all this
stupid.
On all the things?
It's so stupid.
Y'all got this day chock full.
So anyway, those are the things. That's what happened. It made up for a week of nothingness, and then Monday was like,
because you
bam.
Saved everything for all week for today.
Day. I'm so annoyed.
This is the thing. McKinley is going to kill it. We're going to do an extra gin and juice episode on this week.
Don't say extra, though.
You're right. Spring break is coming up, so yes. we're filming for that week early. And we'll just send an invite, or I'll tell Catherine what day we actually nail down. We have a day, but then I just kind of low-key suggested a different day.
Yes.
So we'll let y'all know.
Yes.
But it'll be at the end of this week.
Yes.
So like Friday or Saturday.
So I'll have the update.
Yeah, so you'll have the update by
then. How the meeting went and if my baby got signs.
She's going to get signed. McKinley is literally destined for this.
Absolutely.
Okay? She is so freaking good
oh
at
gosh.
This. And sometimes we need the same like confidence instilled in us that she has as
Amen.
A freaking 6-year-old. Like your own posts because then you'll have one
there
like.
Is.
And at 40 years old, we don't always have that confidence. And that's why sometimes we need a therapist.
Mm-hmm.
A therapist can help you gain and instill some of the things and identify some of the things that you're just naturally really good at. I told you guys, I've been leaning into, my therapist literally told me that my intuition is my superpower. And I have been leaning into it like never before. Literally the other day, something happened with Kevin. He was like, well, what do you feel? What's your intuition telling you? And I was like, honestly, I kind of feel like it's not saying nothing because I feel like you could go either direction. So anyway, that has been something that's actually literally have been really, really helpful for me in identifying like this is something that is I'm good at and I should be leaning into it. And that's what a therapist could be there to help you as well, to help you recognize your patterns, things that you do that self-sabotage, things that you do that you're really good at. And you just need someone else to tell you, girl, this is your zone of genius. Lean into that because that's going to help you be the best version of yourself and show up in your life and in the lives of others as your best self. And that's what therapy did for me. That's what therapy can do for you as well. The great thing about BetterHelp is that it's convenient. It's all online. You don't have to travel. You don't have to lay in a chair and lay down and do all of these things. We actually just talked to our dad actually about the benefits of therapy. Actually, low-key, he going today.
Today.
Yeah. So, again, we are huge, huge, huge advocates of therapy, not just because they're a podcast sponsor, but because these are things that we do in our actual real life. Discover your potential with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GJ to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GJ.
GJ.
Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring today's episode. Okay, so this is what, are you done with your,
yes,
I think
I'm,
so,
I'm
yeah.
I'm done.
I just have one real long story short, and that is this. On Friday or Saturday, I had the boys downstairs cooking and cleaning. I've been trying to teach them how to cook and clean, child, because they don't know how. And I go downstairs and they are like, my house is kind of in disarray right now because we're still moving and have projects going on, a lot of things happening. So like low key, the living room, all the furniture is against the perimeter of the wall.
Mm-hmm.
So Isaiah and Joe are like running back and forth in the living room. So I'm like, okay, like what's happening? What's happening? And Isaiah's like, okay, if you're on an island and there's a bear or a wolf, would you want to kill the wolf? Or the bear, or would you just want to avoid it? And so what he has decided is that he could sideswipe.
Sideswipe?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm going to get it. We're going to demonstrate because that's what we do here. That he could sideswipe a bear, a wolf, or elephant. So charge me. This is literally what I came down to, okay?
I have so many questions.
Charge me. And this is Isaiah. Boom!
Girl. Ma'am.
So he has decided that he could juke a cheetah, a lion, an elephant, a wolf, a bear, name the animal, and Isaiah has decided that he can juke them so he doesn't have to kill the island, the bear, or the animal, whatever the animal, whatever the predator is, he doesn't have to kill it because he is fast enough to juke them. And so they were downstairs demonstrating that, and so obviously I come down, and so me and Joe now are the elephants, because I'm like, well, Joe's not big enough, so if you're going to be an elephant, like, we have to do it together. So me and Joe lock arms and we're charging
Isaiah, and he's sideswiping to show his agility.
Yes. So then we pull up, this, I kid you not, I promise to God, this is what is happening in my household. So then we pull up video of a, I think it was a cheetah. It was a cat, like a cheetah, a lion, whatever. Outrunning a, dang, what are the animals that they be outrunning?
Oh.
What's the,
A Giselle.
Thank you. That's exactly what it was.
Because Beyonce.
Yes. So we pull up. First of all, them jokers are fast. Okay. So we're pulling up. They run like 25 or 35 miles an hour or something like that. So they're hecka fast.
Oh, it's Gazelle, huh? Not Giselle.
It is. Giselle was the middle name. It is Gazelle.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So we pull up the video, pull it up, but pull up like a lion.
Well, I needed to see what gazelles look like. Deers, first of all.
They
okay,
do.
But what are we saying?
I'm out of
lions
breath.
Chasing gazelles?
Yeah, a gazelle. So you can see those jokers are so fast. So Isaiah's like, okay, but that's fast. But like, how fast is it? I said, dude, that's faster than what you drive in like a school zone area. Like 25 miles an hour is fast. Watch him go.
You got, everyone should just Google on YouTube. Look it up. Lion chasing gazelle.
They're so freak. Like freaking gazelles are fast. Okay.
Oh, this is long. The way lions are moving.
Yeah, they're very like.
Wait, so, okay, wait. Set the premise again. You're on an island.
So you're on an island. Mind you, the island, because I'm like, well, Isaiah, how big is the island? Because that makes a difference. Like, if it's a huge, like, we're talking like the size of Oahu. Like, no, I'm not going to kill the animal because, yeah, like, it's a huge island. He says the island is basically as big as a middle school, a high school. I'm like, you have to kill it. That's little.
He's just going to keep juking it.
So he thinks every day he can just juke it. So then we're like, okay, so he's like, okay, you want to kill it? What's your weapon of choice?
Well, that's what I was going to, okay.
It was a full discussion, okay. You guys, okay? So what's your weapon of choice? I said, which was dumb because then we had looked it up because I didn't know. I was like, I'm going to use a bow and arrow. No, dumb. You know how long it takes you to load a freaking bow and arrow?
And what if you miss?
So this is the thing, but you could be far and I have time. So Isaiah and Joe.
They're fast. They're going
to
run.
I know, but the boys were like, we're going to use a double-edged sword. And I'm like, yeah, but you have to, they have to be this close to you.
Oh my
before
gosh.
You can use it. You're dead.
I have.
And then that's where the side, like, it was a whole situation.
I am done. Wait, what was Joe's answer? Because he's always very practical.
So Joe said that, because then, you know, the situation starts here, but it starts to evolve. Okay?
Absolutely.
So Joe was like, I'm going to have prep time and I'm going to build a trap.
Because he's practical.
For the animal. So when it gets in the trap, it can be in the trap and then he can live his life. Because I was like, that's not peaceful to every day
no,
be like,
that's
I have
what
to,
I was
you
thinking.
Can't sleep, you
that's
can't
stressful.
Relax, you can't do nothing.
That is stressful. So. Ain't nobody doing that. Also, what are you going to eat? Because if Isaiah's juking animals all day, he's going to need energy. So he has to be eating, but you're on an island. So like, bro, you're going to be exhausted, too exhausted to be juking the animals.
Yes. We had legitimately a 20, 30 minute. You have to answer now. What are you doing? And what is your animal?
I mean, killing an animal. I'm not about to outrun it forever. I'm going to try to kill it. But these are weapons that are already on the island. I could have brought them with me.
You can bring them with you.
Well, I'm bringing a gun.
No, there was a reason why we said guns were out there.
I'm bringing a gun.
Because we were all like a sword, a bow and arrow, a like double-edged sword. Like I don't know why these were the things we chose.
But, right. No.
But mm-hmm. It wasn't a gun.
You know what my weapon of choice is going to be? A flight, a ticket out of the island. Where's the nearest landing strip? Where's the nearest airport?
Where's the nearest airport?
My weapon is getting the hell out of here. I need land, people, regular food, animals not chasing me. That's me.
So now, if you're watching this in the comments, please.
Answer. Which one are you doing?
What is your animal? And Isaiah was convinced he could do all of them. And I don't care what animal you say right now. He is fast
because
enough.
Because he's Kevin.
I said, first of all, this is a very Kevin conversation. Yes. The conversation, like, why? And they were down there, like, being loud. I'm like, what are y'all doing? Clean up the kitchen. This is the conversation. Then I join, and Isaiah talking about he could do. I say, you are your father's child.
Kevin all day.
The confidence you have.
What is the challenge?
To outrun. A freaking cheetah to the point where we're like, how fast is it? Because Joe's like, you're not doing that. Like, stop. Right. You're not doing that. So we're looking it up. And one animal was like 25 miles an hour. One was like 35 miles an hour. And Isaiah, of course, being a 16-year-old kid who don't drive, is like, well, how fast is that? Faster than I drive to pick you up. That's fast.
I hate it. That's hilarious.
So that was our conversation. I don't have a pop the trunk, but I have water there. Is that mine or yours?
No, that was mine.
Okay, good.
Because I want to pop the trunk on. You ready?
Oh, Lord.
People.
Oh, always.
Who? Enjoy room temperature water.
Oh, it's me.
Listen. Who the hell wants room temperature water? What is wrong with you weirdo people? Who is who?
It's better for your system. It's better to digest.
It is literally not.
It is better.
Girl, what is the point of drinking room temperature anything? Bruh.
It's not so cold. It goes down better.
The whole point is that it should be cold. Literally, that's the point. Why would you? Every time I go to Melissa's house, every single time. This girl's like, you want some water? It's in the cabinet.
It's always in the cabinet.
Put it in the fridge. Bruh, it's so warm. It's just warm. I don't understand. You know what the problem? Y'all need to have, it's better for your system to have cold.
No, it's shocking to your system or something. I don't know
the
word.
No, this is what I understand. It could be a lie. But from what I know, your body has to work harder to get the cold water to your body's temperature, which that's good. It needs to do some work. My understanding is that your body got to do some work. If that's it's going in already the regular temperature of your body's like, oh, this is nothing. This is blood pumping. It could be just the same. You want to be hydrated. You want to feel refreshed. Okay? You are not feeling hydrated or refreshed with room temperature water.
I don't drink water to be refreshed. I drink room temperature water to be hydrated for IVs. I mean, for electrolytes.
I don't know what's wrong with you, weirdo people.
I prefer it. Cold water, and which is interesting because I want my juice to be cold. But cold water, especially when it's ice, it's too much on my jaw, on my teeth. Like, it'd be too cold.
I can't stay. If you, like, work out, you want room temperature water? Or do you like cold water then? Like, if you're, like, out of breath, exhausted, just did something.
No, I want cold water.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I will want
but cold just
water.
Like regular.
But not
life.
Like ice water, but like actually low key though, not it's not warm. Water. I want like just slightly below room temperature water. It doesn't have to be iced.
What?
If you have like slightly cooler than room temperature, it is that perfect coldness.
How do you even get it that temperature? Where
if you keep your AC on?
It can't be room temperature, but it also can't be cold. There's a middle in there somewhere. Where the heck do you keep your waters?
That's why it'd be in the pantry, because it'd be dark in there, so it gets cold. You know, there's room temperature, and then there's just below. It's just cooler than. And that'd be popping.
I hate everybody.
That is so
I just want cold water.
Funny. I did not know that. I was like, why did I put water in here? That is so funny. Are y'all room temperature or are y'all cold water?
You know,
water?
That's like the last debate we had about plastic wear.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
All you weirdo people who like room temperature water.
Oh, room temperature is I love
put
it.
Put it in the comments so I can judge y'all.
Room temperature water. That'd be good. Actually, we should also pop the trunk. Did you see this on, her name is Any Given Sunday. Mm-mm. On Instagram.
Okay.
I mean, or I think her name is that on all social media platform. Young lady in, I believe she lives in New York. I actually found her on TikTok first.
Mm-hmm.
We should pop the trunk on them.
We should.
So I followed this girl when she was taking the LSATs.
Mm.
She's a young lady out of New York, passed the bar exam and got this job. And like, she pretty much documented the whole thing, but mm-hmm. she is a very much like a fashion makeup influencer.
Okay.
And so anyway, she got this job. She does her little, you know, her little videos, get dressed with me with a New York lawyer. And she lives in like this little high rise apartment.
Yeah.
Like she be doing, I love it for her. She's Black. I actually think she's like Nigerian American, maybe. I'm not quite sure. So anyway, super smart and super, I'm like, girl, you were in law school. And also maintain a full-time influence.
That's
and
why.
She's not like a little influencer. She is signed to what I would presume to be one of the most premier Black boutique agencies.
Oh, wow.
They, all the girlies, okay? All the girlies that you love that have like aesthetic Black girl Instagram, they are probably signed to them,
oh, wow.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
So she's signed to them. She did Sephora Squad. Like she's legit. Like she does this full-time.
Yeah.
And went to law school.
That which is
passed the bar.
That alone.
And then also be
and in New York.
Yes. And works at a firm. Got a job at a firm.
She
okay.
Gotta.
Like she is doing the thing.
Yeah.
So anyway, her birthday was sometime this month.
Okay.
And she did this post recently that went viral where she talked about essentially somebody at another firm found her on TikTok.
Okay.
And was like, how is she able to have her job and do this? Because apparently, law offices, Kensington Gray Agency, that's it. And
that's where she worked.
Yeah, that's the agency that she signed
oh,
to.
Oh, got it,
the
okay.
boutique Black agency. I didn't know if y'all knew it, so I didn't want to say it. But yeah, that's who she signed to. So anyway, apparently you cannot make money outside of the law firm or your legal profession, legally or illegally. It is against company policy is what I want to say.
To essentially moonlight.
Yes.
Ain't that crazy?
That is so dumb.
That is so, especially, and she was like, I've never hid this. In fact, when in interviews, I talk about like when I receive contracts for these brands, like it actually helps me sharpen up on my skills and whatever. Like she literally was like, I've talked about it. And so basically what happened was she was called into the office or, you know, the office, whatever. Yeah. And they were like, you can't do this. And so she resigned.
Because they essentially are like, you have to choose.
Basically.
This lawyer job or your influencer.
Ain't that crazy?
They seem so
far apart.
Like, I don't understand even a non-compete being the case because they're not competing.
Literally. Girl, I'm selling makeup and like perfume and like these shoes. What the heck?
That is wild.
Yeah, so she said a couple days, weeks, whatever. I don't even think it was weeks. A couple days after her like 28th birthday, something like that. She resigned. Could you imagine working your whole life?
Girl.
And then like law school is not like, I think I want to maybe possibly.
No.
No. Like the commitment in terms of time.
Yes.
The commitment in terms of your studying, like the money, all of those things to commit to. Not only going to law school, finishing law school, taking the bar,
then
also being able to get a job.
Yes.
And then being like, I have to leave it all behind.
That is stupid.
I don't know what I would have done.
I don't either. But you know what? That it, so many people, I was one of these people too, always felt like you needed to hide anything you were doing. Because haters, not even because of a non-compete or whatever, but because people be hating, like, there's almost like an assumption that if you're doing anything outside of this job,
sure enough,
then you're probably doing this job bad, or you're distracted, or you're prioritizing, you're trying to get out of here, you don't even want to be here anyway.
Yeah.
You know, it's those vibes, and so you feel like you have to hide anything else that you're doing, which is crazy because these jobs don't be paying no money anyway. You don't pay me enough.
Then...
she's over here doing it and being honest about it. And then it takes a hater.
A whole hater. That wasn't even at her firm.
That wasn't even at the firm to be like, look what she's doing.
Look at her. Hey, excuse me. Excuse me.
Oh, my God.
Did you know, look at her Instagram. It says hashtag ad.
Oh, that's so annoying.
It's super annoying.
That is so stupid.
I really hope that she like continues. I love everything she does on TikTok. I recently found her on Instagram, which is interesting because I found her on TikTok and was like, of course she has an Instagram. So I recently found her on Instagram. I think Catherine put her name in
the chat.
Follow her, support her, like let this girl know, you know, like we support her and everything she's doing. When she left her whole entire, okay, her whole entire, I would presume, life's goal.
Right, right, right. Her family probably thinks she's crazy too. Her family's probably like, girl, what are
at
you
28
doing?
Years old, like you literally made
what
it.
What are you doing?
And you gonna quit over this? Girl, that's up and down and finicky. Like, girl, stay with this job.
I hope she gets wildly more successful just off of that because that's stupid.
I agree. I could imagine.
That is so stupid.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine.
I hated that. I always felt like that. Just in working regular jobs, you feel like you can't.
It's true.
You got to keep all your stuff private because there's going to be some haters who are like, well, you see what she was doing. You see. And it's like, bro, if I'm doing my job and doing my job well, mind your business.
That's none of your business. And that's the part that I think is clearly this woman has, like, she operates at a very high level. Because again, she shows up on social media like she is a full-time creator.
Yeah.
But then also to be a full-time attorney. How you doing both?
I know.
She is operating on a level that I don't have. I would have to choose because I would just have to choose. I couldn't do both.
Yeah.
And the fact that she was able to maintain, like, it wasn't like they were like, and we noticed your performance.
Right.
And we noticed you weren't.
Based it off of that.
Yeah. It was just like, hey, girl, you're making money over here and over here. You got to choose one. Girl.
People be hating. It be some haters.
Yeah. Yeah. Follow her. She just passed the bar. Like, I promise you, I've been following this girl's whole story. She's freaking, she's inspiring. Even at 40, she's inspiring because, like I said, it's like do you have the same 24 hours in a day that I have? Because literally, how are you able to maintain this job and do all this? And I can only assume, because again, how she shows up on Instagram and the fact that she went to school and passed the bar, da da da, that she ain't half stepping with nothing.
No.
She don't know how. It's not in her. Excellence is the only thing inside of her.
Yeah.
Period. So that's her.
That's crazy. This is also reminding me, as I'm saying, like, mind your business, all that kind of stuff. Listen, one time I didn't mind my business and I snitched.
Who?
I did that. Listen, I was working. But listen, hear me out, because I think I was right. I was working.
Let me tell you, I told Kev this joke before you do it.
Yep.
I told Kev the joke that he has in his set right now. Black women, we be undercover Karens.
Oh, listen.
We be the undercover Karens.
Appropriately, though.
No, we be.
Not like.
No, this is the joke that I told Kev, too, though. It'd be appropriate, but then it also be like, husband, did you order steak? Why they give you chicken? He'll say, it's okay. We'd be like, excuse me, manager. He ordered steak. Oh, you don't want to do nothing about it? Get your manager.
Yes.
Because what'll happen is I'll own this whole entire building.
Yes.
Because my husband asked for steak and you brought out this chicken.
And
I will
allergic.
Sue you. And look, it's red too. Who's your manager? I will own Long John Silver's. Call John out here.
Wait.
Girl, what?
Why every time there's a problem, black people love to say that this establishment will be named after you after
Absolutely.
That. Who this will be Melanie's John Silver. This will be Mel Mart Margit. As soon as something happens, we
Margit.
Love to, this will be renamed after me and all my kids keep messing
Showed
with
up.
Me. Like girl.
Keep playing with me if you want to.
Right?
It'll be Mel 11.
Right?
Girl, what?
What is happening?
Okay, tell us your story how you snitched.
Okay, listen.
Listen,
there. What we had a team assistant, okay, and she was trash at her job.
Okay, why do I feel like I know this story?
You probably do.
Okay,
she was trash. Like, and you're an assistant, so your job. I was an easy executive. I didn't ask for much. Just don't double book me. Look at my calendar. Don't put meetings on top of meetings. Make sure that there is a room for me to take the meeting in. Those are like very basics, right? Homegirl. Double booked everybody, never had a room booked. Okay. We would have guests coming in to like Netflix and she would like,
for like
leave.
A pitch.
Yeah. And she would just like leave them down there. We'd be like, don't we have a pitch? And she'd be like, oh, y'all didn't go get them? No, girl, because you're the assistant.
Because
actually.
You, that was
the
your
whole
job
point is for you to go get the guests. I meet them in the room. I don't have to go. Anyway, she was trash already. So she found me on Instagram. And was like at work talking about, oh my gosh, I was like, you know, saw your Instagram, whatever. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I don't really like to mix business and pleasure because of the other girl's story. But okay, you're a black girl. This is sad. I did it to a black girl too. But she was like, I was like, you're a black girl, whatever. I'm gonna follow you. So I started following her. And she like travels a lot, which that's your business. That's amazing.
Travel the world.
So one time, our bosses, so she directly supported my boss, but then she like did the team stuff. So our boss is out of the country and she just didn't come to work. Right. And usually I'm like, okay, the bosses are gone. But like, if you're if you're working, I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
She went to Hawaii and was posting her trip in Hawaii.
Oh, no.
And had done emails, people who were looking to book meetings, she just did not
respond
to.
Oh,
we are at work. I'm messaging her because just be available. She's not answering. She is in, literally, I'm like watching her stories and she's like
having the time of her life.
Having pineapples.
Yeah, she was trying to be a travel influencer.
She had mimosas.
I can't.
Girl was living her life. And I'm literally in the office messaging her like, hey, Can you respond to these people? Can you make sure? She has access to our boss's calendar. If I have a meeting with the boss, I need you to book this. I need to, like, your assistants are vital.
Absolutely.
To teams. They make shit happen.
Yes.
So she is, like, having the time of her life in Hawaii. And she was there for, like, 4 days. Okay. I was so pissed. So the bosses get back. And they were like, how was the week? And I was like, do you have 10 minutes?
I'll book my own time because
I will book it myself. And we went in that room and I snitched. I was
she deserved it.
In Hawaii. She's terrible already. And then for you guys to be gone and her to go to Hawaii and then not even be available the whole time y'all are gone.
Not on a plan my vacation time when y'all go.
A list of things that were not done because she was in Hawaii. That girl got fired.
She sounded like she deserved to have been fired, though. She kind of had deserved it.
She got
because,
fired.
Number one, listen to me. Girl, go to Hawaii. Live your best life. Hula hoop with a hula hoop. Hula dance with all the girls. Have your little, you know, do the things.
Yes.
Okay? But girl, you got to do your job.
And here's the problem. At Netflix, it's unlimited PTO. So all she had to really do is be like, hey, I'm going to be out.
Oh, she could even said that. I thought she left on the sneak attack.
She did.
Oh, got it.
She could have literally just said, I'm going to be out.
Oh,
but
it.
Instead of we didn't have 28 days of PTO. We had unlimited PTO.
Right.
You literally could have just been like, yo, I'm going to be out. They're going to be out. So I'm going to go to Hawaii for a little vacation.
I might be limited availability.
Yes, but if you tell me you're available and you're working,
and you're
I
not.
Expect you to be working. But then she wasn't working and she was in Hawaii. She didn't tell me. Be straight up and be like, yo, I'm going to go to mail.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in Hawaii.
Netflix had unlimited PTO at the executive level, whatever it was.
No, everybody.
I thought some people didn't.
If you were not full time.
Oh, got it.
But
okay,
everybody, it was unlimited PTO, literally. And there's no, it's unlimited. Girl,
sure.
Take the time. Go to, tell me you're going to Hawaii. We're good. Homegirl did not tell me. I looked on her story.
I can't.
She blocked me off of that. And I would have blocked me too, girl. But also do your job.
Girl, anyway. It's not that hard. Girl, you got to do your job. You do got to do your job.
Shoot.
I mean, we all get a paycheck to do a job, girl. Just do your job. That's it. That's all.
She definitely got fired. And then hit me up on Instagram after that.
She Emma's did?
Like, yeah, she was like, hey, in my exit interview, they mentioned that you told that I went to Hawaii. And in my head, I was like, no, they didn't. HR would never do that.
Yeah.
So I was like, you're just trying to get me to admit that. So I sat there for a minute like, do I want to tell her I did that or do I not want to?
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, yeah. They asked me about it and I told them. And then she sent me this long message going off on me.
Oh,
and then
girl.
Blocked me.
Bye.
Girl.
Whatever.
Anyway.
She got off her chest. She needed to get off her chest. She did need to get off her chest.
Yeah.
All right. Black Twitter trend.
Oh, yes.
Rest in peace to Ivy Park. And then the resurrection happens 3 days later.
Girl.
It wasn't even three
it
days.
It was like 22 hours. Yes. It was. It's. I actually wanted that to end because I'm Beyonce and Balmain.
And
Balmain? So How do you say that?
Balmain?
Balmain? I never know.
I don't know.
Okay,
ask
anyway.
Jackie. She be knowing the actual pronunciation. She said Adidas. I'm Beyonce. Welcome to Beyonce by Balmain.
Amen.
But this is what I want Beyonce to know, okay? We already bought the tickets.
Yep.
We bought the tickets. We're going to the concert. We'd be doing all the things.
Yes.
I don't want you to design another piece of clothing. Not now, henceforth,
and
or forevermore.
Amen.
I don't want it. I don't. Everybody, listen to me. Everybody was so up in arms because I had made this post. I said, what am I supposed to do with a raincoat that's mesh that looked like I could wear it to the gym and to the office?
Girl, what
I'm supposed to do with this bodysuit,
girl,
that's made of jersey material?
Where?
And then put the mesh raincoat.
Where
over
are
it.
You going?
Where are you going?
I love Beyonce. I hate her. Because why did she do that?
I don't. Why?
I got tore up on Twitter like one time in my life, and it was because she made them damn ass out pants. Somebody literally was like, if you don't have style, just say that. And I was like, Beyonce is the one. She made pants that have your, unless you ride a horse as a profession.
Correct.
Where the hell are you wearing these damn pants?
And this is the thing.
Girl.
Say it, Melanie.
What?
This is the thing. Y'all was lying. We was the one telling the truth. Because why Ivy Park sales continually went down
exactly.
If all y'all was buying it?
If everybody got so
if
much style.
If everybody got so much style and want to wear the booty cheeks out.
Why is it now done?
And I ain't never seen that one person wear a Beyonce Ivy Park item of clothing outside of an Instagram unboxing.
Man, listen. Listen.
Not never
girl.
Have I seen
girl.
A single solitary human being
I have like three articles of Ivy Park in my closet right now that I have never worn.
You should have gave it to me. I could have sold it.
I should have, because they have tags on them.
I sold mine. First of all, and then, can we talk about the sizing?
Oh my gosh, the sizing was so stupid.
Why on God's green earth would the sizing require an exam?
It was like inclusivity gone wrong.
It was.
She was like, men and women, tall and short, big and small. Everybody can wear this. No, bitch. No, we can't.
It was so inclusive. Nobody could wear it.
It literally doesn't work like that.
Nobody wears it. Nobody.
Sizes are like a real thing. They're not like a figment of your imagination. Yes. They're not arbitrary. They're like actually real.
Yes.
You can actually measure
people's clothes.
And
hey, girl.
They fit.
I wear a small. Why am I a 3X small? Ooh, am I 12? I don't understand. As a human being who wears clothes, this shirt is a small. This shirt is a small. These pants are a small. Why am I 3X small?
Girl.
Girl. How was I supposed to know?
How
was I supposed to know? Then you put it on and you don't. Where am I going? Okay.
Girl.
Am I going to the gym or going to the office? I'm confused.
Where?
Girl, I sold them things so close. Matter of fact, it stood in my closet for a long time with tags. I couldn't wear them because I couldn't fit them. The next drop, I called the Real Real so quick. Hey, Mr. Representative, I need you to swoop on by.
Come grab all this.
I need you to grab all this.
Yes.
And give it to somebody else. What?
Somebody said Mel doing this rant and the homecoming sweatshirt.
Because correct. That's merch gear.
Because listen, the reality is I love Beyonce.
I have one too. It's amazing.
Melissa bought this one for me. Actually.
Did I?
Yes.
When we went to the concert?
Because we actually stan her. We love Beyonce. Hate Ivy Park.
I hate it.
Hated House of Darion. And yes, I bought all that stuff too.
But
okay?
This is the thing.
Bought it all.
I didn't wear House of Darion, but we were talking about this because House of Darion came out at the same time as, wait, did it come out after the J-Lo, Sean John, what was the cat?
Baby Fat. It was around that time, though. I feel like it was earlier, low key.
But so, which one ushered in the era of Jersey suits? What was it called?
Velour
suits.
Oh, that was the I'm Real video. And then it was. Who did it? Jennifer Lopez is
the one
who did it.
Yeah, J-Lo did do it.
She did it after she made that video, and it went crazy. I'm Real.
No, it was Jennifer.
It was I'm Real.
Yeah,
the video
yes, with the.
Yes. The velour, hers was pink in the video. It was
yes.
so cute.
And we was all out here wearing velour sweatsuits in 90 degree weather.
Girl. Thinking
Listen
we was
to me.
Jennifer Lopez.
But we have no, it was Juicy Couture too.
Juicy Couture.
No regrets. I had a black one and you couldn't tell me I wasn't
Girl.
Fly. You could not tell me I wasn't not fly.
Girl.
You hear me?
With the fuzzy bucket hats. Yeah. That was a whole vibe.
It was a good time.
Rave. We were talking about rave.
Oh, yes, we were.
All the little knockoff version. If you couldn't afford the branded ones by the celebrities, you just went to rave.
Did y'all have a rave? Rave. But you also talk about 357. I don't remember this store.
579.
Oops, sorry. I don't remember that.
And
I don't remember
Rainbow.
I remember Rainbow. I remember Rave. I feel like there was another one. Charlotte Russe.
Oh, yeah.
And Papaya.
Later. All those came later, no?
Did they?
Yes.
I don't know.
And I didn't know about those stores until I went to Atlanta, actually. 579 is where I got introduced to.
Got it. Wet Seal.
Wet Seal. That is the other one. It's Wet Seal.
New York & Company didn't come for me as a teenager, though.
That New York & Company is expensive. You have money.
It is. Wet Seal. Yeah, them. Deb. Yep.
Oh, yep.
There was all the, like, everything in there was like polyester.
Yes. Yes. When you got a bunch of kids and ain't got no money, this is where you shop.
That's
and
where you shop.
You got the jeans that say baby girl.
Yes!
With the matching shirt that says baby girl. And the blue belt with a little, like, B, you know? You remember the belts with the letters? Girl. Baby girl's out.
Baby girl. That was a good time. That was a good time.
Like a mess. They're all the phases of clothing that like just go in and out is so wild.
It is. I was telling Kev that too because wide leg jeans are in again. Like, yes, we're doing a whole flip back into the 90s. And I low key kind of hate it. And then I'm low key like kind of embracing it. I love skinny jeans because as a skinnier woman, I feel like they allow me to like not feel skinny, even though actually it's probably just accentuating how skinny I am. Regardless, in my mind, it don't work that way. But I recently started getting like the bigger jeans and I'm like, low key, these are a vibe.
Are they?
I got it. Yeah. I can't do the mom jeans, but get you like a nice, I'm going to tell you where to go. If you're on the fence, go to Zara.
Oh, Lord.
I'm trying to tell you. They're going to be long. They're going to be too big because Zara sizes are the most inconsistent.
Oh, Lord.
Within the store, they're inconsistent. And then within that line of jeans. Yes, they're inconsistent. However, get it tailored. Mm. Just get you the one pair.
Commitment.
I know, but if you don't, if you're unquestioning, get you one pair that's real good for you. And I'm telling you, them Zara jeans, they're my favorite ones. Okay. Tammy Franklin.
Kirk's wife?
Yes, Kirk's wife. I had them on in the video because we did like 3 or 4 videos and I had the same outfit on with the Whitney Houston shirt. Uh-huh. Those are my Zara jeans. She said, I need to know where you got these jeans from.
Oh, wow.
I need to know. I said, girl, from Zara. I just got them tailored, but they're from Zara.
I'm going to check it out.
Yes, I'm trying to tell you, but just know they're going to be too big in the waist. They're going to be too long.
See, I ain't got time.
Just already.
You know who never made your pants too big in the waist or too long?
Rave.
It was always good.
Because they had spandex in them
jokers.
They
always fit. And then they started doing, when Apple Bottom, that song came out, and they used to put the things to make your booty look bigger than it is. We need to go back to them. Forget
but
Zara.
But the only thing about Rave, you better wear them and don't wash them.
You can't wash them.
Okay? You wear
and
them.
And if you wash them,
it's going to fall apart.
But also everything in the washer at that time will turn the color of those jeans.
Absolutely.
It used to bleed.
Everywhere.
Bleed.
And all your rhinestones going to be off.
Everything.
Inside of the washing machine.
100%.
Not a vibe.
Well, I will go to Zara and check these out because I do want some.
Yeah, they're good. Zara jeans, I promise you, they're very good. All right, we got about 10 minutes. You want to go straight to Swarm?
Oh, yes, child. Let's go to Swarm.
Have y'all watched it? We could do it quick.
We can.
And then do Love After Lockup?
Yeah, because listen, we love Beyonce. Don't get it confused.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We're going to be there.
Swarm is dumb.
Also, though, Swarm is not... Okay, this is the thing about the show, right? The character Naja, who, by the way, we went to this little Black Excellence brunch, and the girl Naja was there. Like,
yes.
Like, full on there, okay?
Yes.
The show, clearly, I don't care what they sell you, okay? I watched a little clip with Dominique, the main character, Dre, and she was like, it's not about Beyonce. It's like in another universe if Beyonce didn't exist. Okay, y'all, don't... I'm not
Let's
stupid.
Not
y'all
do
playing
that.
In my face. Clearly, okay, Naja is... Beyonce.
Absolutely.
Okay, there's just no doubt about it.
Yes.
The woman is based off Beyonce.
100%.
However, the show is not about Beyonce.
That's true. It's not about Beyonce
no.
at all. It was not about Nyjah. It's not about the celebrity. It's more about...
That girl being crazy.
It's about her being crazy.
If you haven't watched it, that show, that girl was acting.
She was.
She is phenomenal.
She
was just
great.
Telling Amir, like, I just pray she doesn't get typecast at the end of this because she embraced
so well.
Crazy so good that I'm like, Lord, I hope that they could see this as like her acting ability.
Yeah.
And people, especially as an audience, we'd be like, oh, I can't see her past nothing but Dre.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
That's who she is to me. Your name is Dre. But I thought she did phenomenal.
Yeah.
But that show is a journey of confusion.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe I need to watch a think piece on it, but I was confused.
I did not.
Because in
that.
The beginning, it was like, you know, she's a stand for Beyonce, and if you talk bad about her, it's going to get killed. And then it wasn't that no more. And I was like, okay, so is she just crazy? I'm confused. It was a journey for me personally.
I didn't know.
It's not Nyjah?
I think it's Nyjah.
Oh, was I not saying Nyjah?
I think you were saying
Nyjah. You probably read about it. I think it is Nyjah. The creator was unable to say Nyjah was based on it because it's kind of feeling. It was Beyonce. I don't care what they say.
Absolutely.
All of the The song choice sounded like Beyonce.
It's called Swarm.
It's called Swarm with the bees. Like, stop. When she had twins, she was from Houston, Texas.
Literally.
She headlined their equivalent of Coachella.
The creator is Donald Glover, is it not?
And a black woman.
Oh, I was about to say, Donald Glover did that. He know what he doing.
Yeah, it was a black woman. He's a weird man. And he executive produced.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I can't think of the black woman's name, though. But yeah, it was a journey. You should, y'all should watch it if you would like. But it is a journey.
Yes.
I'm telling you right now, I ended a little bit. Me and Kev. The other thing about it for me is that I'm not even going to lie. I left unsatisfied.
Mm.
It didn't have an ending that felt like an ending.
Okay.
It just ended.
Yeah, yeah.
And so as a viewer, I was just like, this feels really empty.
Oh, interesting.
Like I didn't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It wasn't fulfilling. As a viewer, it wasn't a fulfilling ending. And I think that's aiding to the way I feel about the show.
Got it.
Because there was a point where I was like, okay, she's psycho for Nyjah.
Yep.
Then it was like, okay, she's not. And then it just ended. And you're just kind of like, so why?
Why? What was the point of this?
That was literally my question. What was the point of all of this? What was the motivation for the character?
Yeah.
What was going on in her mind? Was it just because, like, I had a lot more questions. And
right.
I think that aids in, like, the feeling of, like, I don't know, it just didn't do it for me in that way because it was very, it just wasn't satisfying.
Mm. I didn't make it to the end. I stopped. Because I was like, enough is enough.
Yeah,
I got the point. Enough is enough.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah,
hilarious. She did. Malia Obama did co-write episode 5. And I want to say this too. The other thing I think as Black people, we have to be able to allow Black people to make bad things.
Yeah.
Because white people make bad things.
That's true.
And they still get chances.
That's true.
And they still get opportunities to create and do. Everything as Black people doesn't have to meet the Black excellence standard. One of the things the girl said yesterday at the Black excellence brunch, she was talking about what is Black excellence. She said Black excellence is Black people existing.
Yeah, she did.
So that's it.
That's
he had this opportunity. They employed a lot of Black people. There were a lot of Black people that we saw on the screen. I'm assuming there was a lot of Black people behind the screen as well. Like, that's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I can still walk away being like, yeah, wasn't it for me?
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be a like whole take on like Black people and this is why we shouldn't be able to.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
He made something. I didn't like it. Let's move on.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, everything doesn't have to be that. White people make stuff that we don't like all the time.
Yep.
And they be like, so what? I'll be back next year with another movie.
Yep, every time. And I low-key, I completely agree with that. I actually appreciate that. I think Donald Glover, he's a weird man. And I think him being attached and being able to make this very weird, very, like, not my jam, very, like, girl, what? But, like, weirdo thing is great because
absolutely.
There isn't a ton of Black people in that space. So I actually appreciate the fact that, like, there are people who are going to enjoy this.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think it should have been made. I think that's amazing that he made
it. Exactly.
I am not going to finish it. I think it's crazy. But I also, I'm like, yes, for you. You should have
100%.
Done that.
And I'm sure that there is an audience of Black people who love this.
Absolutely.
And you should be able to have art that reflects things that you are interested in just because I'm not.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You should not be all Black people have to enjoy it. No,
we're
girl.
Not a monolith. We're not.
Yes.
Very different.
We are very different.
Things.
So, yes, make this movie. Somebody likes it. I'm not it. And guess what? That's okay.
Yes.
Like, girl, that's okay. Let him make it for the audience, that the people that it was made for. Because, again, all things everywhere, omnipresent God, I'm probably not going to watch.
I'm not watching that.
I tried the other
day. Anytime, anywhere.
There we go. I tried literally the other day and I was like still pissed about Angela that I couldn't separate my emotion from the movie. So I just turned it off.
That's hilarious.
And that's okay. There is gazillion movies that win Oscars every year. And we be like,
girl, what?
I bet you they shouldn't have won, but I bet you I won't watch it. Every single, let it be a good sing-songy white people movie. And we're going to be like, girl, no.
Mm-mm.
I promise you I'm not doing it. There's a movie right now with the book club. It's like with Jane Fonda. What's the name of this movie? I just saw the other day because we watched John Wick yesterday, and I saw the preview for it. Mm-hmm. The Book Club.
Is it called the Book Club?
Oh, wait, that's it. 2018, girl. Hold on, child. What is it called? The Book Club? Is it a part two? Book Club movie. Yeah, the next chapter. It is. The Book Club, the next chapter. It's got Diane Keaton, even though I love her. Mm. Jane Fonda. Candace Bergen, I don't know, but the girl who played, what's the show she played on back in the 90s? She was like a single mom.
Oh.
I can't think of the name of it. Murphy Brown.
Oh.
Girl, I'm not watching that.
No.
I promise you, I saw them white people. I said, is this girl's trip for old white women? I'm not.
That's hilarious.
I'm not the target audience. And that's okay, because the director don't care.
No.
The creator don't care.
No.
And them actors don't care.
Do not.
Because they're going to make their money, whether I spend my $15 or not.
Yep.
Yeah, La La Land, girl, bye. I'm not watching it. All right, we're done. Next.
Let's talk about Love After Lockup.
Oh, I didn't watch yesterday's episode.
Yeah, it was actually very frustrating because Derek and Monique were not on the episode at all.
Oh, boo.
Okay, they were not. But we started to have this conversation and we didn't all the way finish.
Okay.
About not the particular people, well, a little bit of the people in Love After Lockup, but most of them got with the people... the people while they were as inmates.
Oh, yeah.
While they were in jail. Yeah. And I just want to understand in what world or like, when is it okay to be with an inmate?
So, fall in love with who you fall in love with, okay? For me, myself personally, as for this house, if I had met you before you had went to jail.
Yeah.
And then we had been together for a while.
Yep.
And you got caught up and went to jail. And I decided to stay down for you. I got you.
Yep.
If you already in jail, we had never met before. And then we become pen pals. And then I fall in love with you.
Yep.
I'm going to be out. Actually, I'm not even going to be in because I'm not even going to be your pen pal.
Hello.
I'm not a pen pally person because I don't even text people.
I'm not a pen pally person.
I don't even text good. So I know I'm not going to pen pal you. But to fall in love with someone that you never met, haven't met their family, you don't understand, like, it's real. You listen, ask me about me. So I'm loyal.
Right, right.
I love communication. I hate when people don't communicate. Like, I'd be like, girl, how are you not communicating? Yeah. Before we go to bed, we have to resolve everything.
Yes.
Okay. Like, that's who I am as a person. Like, I love, like, all the things that is good. I am. And then you meet me and be like, first of all, she be shutting down. Okay. That's first of all. She don't communicate well. Okay. She hates to be touched. Like, the reality is who you say you are on paper.
That's so true.
And who you actually are in person.
Don't be the same.
Don't be the same.
That's so true.
At all.
Yes.
So, I think I'm falling in love with this person, but the reality is I meet you in person
and you done slept
with 10 women.
Hello.
We watched this interview. Somebody told me about it in his comments. It's y'all fault. With Derek and Monique.
Oh,
and he was
so
on
good.
Carlos King.
Oh, my gosh.
I never get secondhand embarrassment. I was secondhand embarrassed.
That interview was so terrible.
So, my answer is no for me.
No.
Never.
We know people, though, who have done this.
I know a girl that got married.
While he was in jail?
Yeah. So
met in jail?
No. So they actually had met in, like, elementary school.
Oh.
Then I'm not going to tell her business because I don't know who watched the show.
Amen.
So they had met in elementary school. Then, you know, life had happened.
Uh-huh.
And then they reconnected years later.
Oh.
While he was serving a very long, I don't think he has a life sentence.
Okay.
But it is a very long sentence. I don't even know when his, like, out date is, to be honest. And she had got married. Like, they're married today.
Do you think, go ahead.
That's it, because I was going to say something shady.
Do you think, is it cheating if your partner is locked up for life and you're in the real world?
No.
Is it considered cheating?
Uh-uh. I think that you should be able to get, like, I don't know, like a hall pass or like
a hall life.
Like a hall life pass.
Because
if your sex drive is such that you know, physical touch is important to you and, you know, you can't get the conjugal visits that you would like to, I think you got to have an arrangement. You low key, I actually think you should commit to them as like, let's be life partners, but then you should be able to get married.
To someone else?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you're not going to be that person's life partner because you're going to have
Oh, no, you can have an agreement. Like, I'll visit you, like, I'll send you stuff, like, I'll come see you.
But you're like, in the world, partners is going to have a problem.
Yeah, because
with
that. Like, everyday life, you know what I mean? Like, it don't be the same. So, like, can we be...
Oh, my.
I'm willing to commit to you for life, just not legally in marriage.
Amen.
So that way I can still live my life.
Yeah, yeah.
In the real world.
I love it. I know someone who was incarcerated. And while he was incarcerated, he was, like, having to do... You know how they have to do stuff in the community, like pick up the trash and stuff like that. So he had to go do that somewhere. And one of the people, a woman who worked there.
No.
Saw him. They were like doing googly eyes.
Shut up.
And then they exchanged information.
Shut up.
And they became.
A couple. Was he serving a life sentence?
He was serving 10 years.
Oh, wow.
And they started being a couple. And she began to go see him. Like, go every week on his visitation to go see him. And then he got out.
And he cheated and acted a donkey.
No, well, he got out and they remained together. And then she got pregnant. And then she got pregnant again.
No.
They have two boys.
Are they together today, happily married?
They lasted for years, though. She joined the military. And
I do not know these people.
She joined the military and went off to basic training and she cheated.
She cheated
at basic training. And then they're actually still married, but they're just not together anymore. But they share custody of their sons. Yep.
Mm-hmm. This is not where I thought the story was going.
Yep.
This nigga got out of jail. She remained faithful to him while he was in the prison.
I mean,
or is that questionable?
I question it.
Listen to me. Girl, how he in prison? And you gonna be faithful.
Yep.
And then he get out. Y'all get happy. Girl, this was the fairy tale. This is what you hope for. This is what you prayed for. He get out. You join the military. Y'all got kids. Girl, let me shove it in y'all face. Y'all thought we wasn't gonna last. Look at us lasting.
We lasting.
Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought? And then you go take your little wrinkly behind.
She joined.
And cheat.
And she cheated.
With a regular free man.
It wasn't a man. She didn't cheat with a man. She did not cheat with a man. It got real. Yeah, it got very different. Shut up yelling. One time, actually, she was...
Have you seen the gif of the baby running? This is me in this story running. Whoa, 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 whoa. The U-turn!
Yep. Mm-hmm. One time she was on her way to go visit him when he was locked up, and she ended up getting a flat tire, or I don't remember if it was a flat tire or just broke down on the side of the road, and I went to go get her.
Oh my freaking gosh.
I went to
this is the most
I drove her back thought? I had to drive her back to her place she lived.
Y'all did not think this story was going to go this route. Ain't no way in the world.
I completely actually forgot about that until last night. And I was like, oh, let me like put in what am I going to talk about on Jen and Juice. And I was like, this happened.
This is the craziest.
I forgot this happened.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yes.
Woo. Yeah, that was.
Yep.
Woo.
Anyway.
Woo.
Anyway, so shout out to all the couples on Love After Lockup. Y'all going to make it. Amen. Y'all gonna be all right.
That girl's... Wait! I need to recap it. The girl, y'all.
We can't cut this clip and put it on Instagram because they gonna see
it. Oh, they gonna see
it. They gonna know who I'm talking about.
Girl. Mm-mm-mm.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, man. But yeah, it was great. It was great.
Okay, well, next.
Okay, next. Let's wrap it up.
Okay.
Let's go to What the Florida.
Okay. And I'm tired. I'm exhausted. That girl that woke me out. That story woke me out.
Today's What the Florida that I think is appropriate to discuss is that the NAACP has called for a travel advisory of black people too. They are saying black people should not go to Florida.
Are you serious?
Literally, yeah. The state chapter of the NAACP is calling on national leaders to impose a travel advisory for black Americans. The organization wants to tell black Americans not to enter Florida, citing concerns over what is called the governor's anti-black legislation. And you know it's DeSantis.
Yes.
And you know
and he's trying to be the presidential campaign. I think he's going to outdo Trump.
And you know he anti-black.
Oh, wait a minute. This is everything that's wrong with this country. Because how are we citizens in this United States of the America and the NAACP is saying, hey, y'all, so don't go south.
Don't.
That little Florida, the little state on the Florida that look like the boot. Don't go there.
Don't go there.
Y'all because of his. Are they? What's happening? Are they? What are they doing? Are the Floridians lynching folk? That's what I think.
Well, I think it's more, it's about, well, I don't know. But I think it's more about.
Just his dissent, politics.
All of his politics and policies more recently, right? Obviously, they banned the books and all of that. Yeah. But like, they're just doing, he's doing things that I guess the NAACP is like, this is now a risk for us. This is now like not in our best interest to be in this entire state.
The problem so with, y'all, I get it. Don't go there. Okay. I understand his legislation is discriminating. I get that. The problem is this is how like civil wars start happening.
That's true.
Because you start feeling like you can have your own.
Yep.
Policies that are separate from the policy of the United States, like federal policies. Mm-hmm. And so you start feeling like I need to be separated.
Yeah, yeah.
I need to be looked at as independent. And that is civil war. And that is dangerous.
Oh, this quote: for the last few years, the governor has led what we believe is a strategic and consistent attack on black Floridians. That's what this woman of the NAACP has said. So they are trying to propose this. We will see if it is, you know, actually happens. I don't know. Should this happen? It's not going to happen, obviously. But should this happen? Black people live in Florida.
That's the thing. Like, how do I just uproot my entire life if I'm
from
here? Where
are they supposed to go?
Where are they supposed to go? That's why the federal government has to step in and be like, cut it out. Yeah. You got to go.
You got to not do
because
this.
You can't just be like, black people don't go here.
Right.
No. Change you what you change who's there.
Him.
Yeah, change him instead of having
instead
us
of,
not go there. People
right.
are already there. People live there. People's livelihood is there. People's families are there. Their roots are there.
Absolutely.
And I'm gonna just uproot and go where? To Georgia?
Right. Good luck. Yeah.
Child, get rid of the whole South.
So this is a PSA to vote.
Amen.
Vote for your elected officials. Vote. Your vote counts. It matters.
Child, that's crazy, Denima.
Well,
that was a very interesting episode.
Yes,
we sure hope y'all.
Oh, Love is Blind, the new season is out.
Oh, yeah. I stayed up till 1 o'clock this morning.
You watched it?
I only watched three.
You said you wasn't going to watch it.
I know, but I didn't finish it.
Okay.
I only watched maybe three episodes, maybe three and a half.
Okay. The thing is, the new episodes are coming out on Friday, and if we record Friday, we're probably not going to be able to watch the new ones.
Oh, I see.
So, we can figure it out, though.
Okay. The one girl is on my nervous system already.
I ain't watched it.
Oh, I thought you did already. That's why I stayed up to watch.
You said you weren't going to, so I was like, oh, I won't prioritize it.
I literally thought I was catching up to you.
No, girl.
I could have took my butt to bed.
Yes.
Dang. I'll try to finish it then.
Okay, I'm going to.
Okay, cool. Well, then let's not talk about it. All right, y'all.
Everybody's saying it's good, though, so we going to talk about it.
Okay.
Just not today.
All right, y'all. Bye.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.